Ashley Gibson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Well, Russia's main domestic security agency, the FSB, has dropped charges against Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin after he led an uprising last week. The State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. intends to hold the Wagner Group accountable for its actions.
The United States has taken another number of steps to hold Wagner accountable in imposing sanctions, as I said, indicting the head of Wagner, Yevgeny Prigozhin. And we will continue to take steps to hold them accountable.
Prigozhin has now been welcomed in Belarus. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry says preparations are underway for Wagner to hand over its heavy weapons to the Russian military. Regarding Ukraine, the Biden administration is sending up to $500 million in military aid there, including more than 50 heavily armored vehicles and an infusion of missiles for air defense systems. U.S. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, was asked if the aid package was tied to the weekend uprising in Russia.
Bottom line is no. We have a process that we've been employing for a while now, and so this is part of that process.
That package includes Bradley fighting vehicles, armored striker vehicles, along with missiles for the high mobility artillery rocket system and the Patriot air defense systems, as well as other weapons. NATO's chief said Tuesday that the power of Russia's military should not be underestimated following the weekend mutiny against it by the Wagner Group mercenaries, and said the alliance has increased its readiness to confront Russia in recent days. Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance may decide to further boost its strength and readiness to face Russia and its ally Belarus when NATO leaders meet in the Lithuanian capital on July 11th and 12th. This is VOA News. The leader of Sudan's paramilitary and rapid support forces announced a 48-hour ceasefire starting Wednesday for a Muslim holiday. Michael Atit reports from South Sudan.
The commander of the Sudan paramilitary rapid support forces, Muhammad Hamdan Dagalo, known as Himeti, announced the 48-hour ceasefire for Al-Adha festivities from early Wednesday morning through Thursday night. Himeti declared a two-day unilateral truce honoring the Muslims at her festivity. He says his forces will remain in their position and will act only in self-defense. Himeti notes the unilateral ceasefire shows the commitment of his forces to end fighting and end the suffering of civilians. Michael Atit for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
Drifting smoke from the ongoing wildfires in Canada is raising air quality concerns in a wide swath of the U.S. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is spilling throughout the Great Lakes region and in parts of the central and eastern United States. Michigan health authorities issued an air quality alert for the entire state. In Chicago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency categorized the air as unhealthy and urged young people, older adults, and residents with health issues to consider more time indoors. Runner Pretty Marwar takes a course along Chicago's lakefront.
I mean, I run 100 miles a week, so this is going to be dangerous today.
The National Weather Service says low pressure over the eastern Great Lakes region is sending smoke in northern Quebec to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois. I'm Norman Hall.
A German court has found former Audi boss Rupert Stadler guilty of fraud in connection with the automaker's diesel emissions scandal Tuesday, making him the highest-ranking executive convicted over cars that cheated on emissions tests with the help of illegal software.
The Munich Regional Court handed Stadler a suspended prison sentence of 21 months and ordered him to pay a $1.2 million fine, some of which will go to charitable groups. The sentence was part of an agreement between his lawyers, the judge, and prosecutors after he pleaded guilty last month. The former head of Volkswagen's luxury division admitted wrongdoing and regret after he allowed autos with rigged software to be sold even after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency uncovered the fraud at Volkswagen and Audi in September of 2015. Three lower-ranking managers also took plea deals in the two-and-a-half-year-long trial. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A Senate committee's report says the FBI and Department of Homeland Security downplayed or ignored a massive amount of intelligence information before the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee report released Tuesday says the agencies failed to warn of violence as some of the then-President Donald Trump's supporters planned the siege openly online. I'm Tommy.